This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. My name is Corey Fleck, and I am your host for the first hour. I'm sure a lot for us to talk about after we got comments out of the ECB and the Fed, both on the dovish side, and we're seeing money, liquidity, readily available and flowing into actually a wide range of sectors, including U.S. equity markets and gold and bonds. It's both a risk-on and a risk-off move, something that we will talk about throughout the first hour. I'm kicking off this show with Mark Chandler, managing partner over at Bannockburn Global Forex. And Mark, I just want your overall recap of the central banks, the ECB and the Fed, having this dovish outlook, which seems to be taken, well, very positively by the markets and traders in terms of putting money to work at both risk-on and risk-off. What was your takeaway from both of these central banks this week?
Yeah, I think that you're right that Draghi, you know, it was just only 2 weeks ago that there was an ECB meeting, European Central Bank met, and they sounded slightly dovish, but Draghi, at the start of the week, really took it a step further. He said it was purposeful. It wasn't just an accident. It wasn't the market just misreading him. And it's very interesting what he said. He said that the real focus was on uncertainty. And he said uncertainty was like the crystallization of the risks. It's really interesting, like uncertainty crystallizes the risk. Now, my takeaway from Draghi is that the ECB will ease policy unless things improve. So if things just stay the same, they're going to have to ease policy. The Federal Reserve was a dovish in a different way. The Federal Reserve, in effect, said that if things worsen, we'll cut rates. It will ease policy. So one is that it has to be improvement. The other one has got to deteriorate. So I think both of them dovish, slightly different angles on it. I think that the you know, the Federal Reserve, the new dot plot and everything, kind of interesting, is very much split, right? Seven for anticipating rates would be on hold this year. Seven anticipating rates would be hiked twice this year. One person thought once this year. And then there was one vote. One person on the FOMC thought the next move would be appropriate for a rate hike. Many of us suspect that would be the regional Fed president, Esther George. But I think that, you know, what we saw happen with Draghi's comments, we had a huge rally in European bonds. And it triggered this rally in equities as well. I know a lot of people are saying, well, there's two different signals they're sending us. The bonds are telling us things are going to get worse. That's what they think lower yields mean. But the stock markets, S&P 500, record highs, even the Hong Kong stock rate was up 4 or 5%. China was among the leading stock markets in Asia. And I kind of think that they're both telling us the same story. Both the rising stock market and the rising bond market, falling yields, is telling us the same story. And that same story is interest rates will be low for longer. Or maybe a more assertive way to say it is interest rates will be lower for longer.
And when you take into that overall context, that just means that money is cheaper, right? So why assume that since money is cheaper, that it won't land in, let's say, some more risk-on assets like the U.S. equity markets? But what about that move also into, well, bonds and gold, too? These risk-off assets are getting a pretty good buy.
Yeah, so gold is, I mean, you're right, gold's had a tremendous week. You know, above $1,400 an ounce. I sort of think that gold is, when interest rates are low, the opportunity cost of owning gold declines because if you think about what's the opportunity cost of owning gold, owning an asset. But I'll tell you what I think gold is also telling us. I was at this conference, it was a fixed income conference in Philadelphia the past several days, and I moderated a couple of panels. And I think that there was a general sense, I take away from talking about lots of asset managers, and all the biggest asset managers in the world were at this conference, the Leaders Conference. And my sense is that the view that everybody has is things are not normal. We're talking about minus 30 basis points in German 10-year yields. There's talk today of the whole yield curve that's out to 30 years can go negative. People know that this is not like a natural or sustainable situation. But nobody knows when it's going to end. And what the central banks effectively did, the Federal Reserve and the ECB, their dovishness basically extends this period even longer, people think. So they know it's not sustainable. They don't know when it's going to end, but they know it's going to end sometime. And that's this fear. This fear that things are going to normalize or go back to normal in a shocking, disruptive way. And I think the gold offers an insurance against that. As well as, you know, you think about where the hot spots, geopolitical hot spots in the world are. And I think after the shooting down the Gulf, a couple of ships getting hit in the Gulf, the Iranians shooting down a U.S. drone, Trump ordering an attack on some specific sites, limited sites in Iran, and then pulling back. I think in this geopolitical environment, gold is the safe haven for people who don't have a deep financial sectors, especially I'm thinking about Iran, India, parts of Asia where the banking system is weaker. Gold is a nice safe haven, especially when yields are so low.
Well, and that's just the thing, right, is that we are seeing a lot of things when it comes to fear and geopolitical uncertainty line up for a more positive gold trade. Just as a quick clarification, too, in terms of that dot plot, we saw 7 people who think that the Fed should stay on hold for this year, and the 7 people that think that there will be at least 1 rate cut, not rate hikes this year, and then just 1 person who thought that there would be a rate hike. What do you think about the U.S. dollar, too? We saw some weakness in the U.S. dollar, and yes, that's probably due to the Fed taking this more easy or dovish stance, but again, not cutting rates, but we're also seeing the ECB in, I think, an even more dovish stance. So does the dollar have some downside here, or is the dollar getting a bit overdone on the downside?
And last week when we spoke, I was giving you this big picture view of how the dollar is going to turn. I don't see that this week it looks good for like immediate gratification. But I think that, we're getting to some levels, a dollar yen down to 107. And so this was a key technical level because it was like the measuring objective of a double top. I think that the euro is going to struggle here, call it 113.5 to 114. So I'm looking for this week ahead, not so much data driven as people trying to position for the G20 meeting where Trump and Xi are now expected to talk. So I do think the dollar is turning. But I think that, you know, sort of what we say about golf, right? It's you drive for show and putt for dough. And what I take away from that is that it's really these guys like me on the big macro. We have all these great stories about the long run or the medium term. But how traders and investors really make money, a lot of your listeners probably in a shorter term. And there it doesn't really matter where the dollar might be 5 years. It's where the dollar is going next week or tomorrow. And I'm thinking that we should be looking at ranges still. Dollar a bit offered. But another thing I'm finding now is that the U.S. market doesn't seem to be quite as dollar negative as Europe and Asia. After the Fed moved, we had some choppiness in the dollar. Actually, after the Fed statement, they didn't move. After the Fed statement, Powell's press conference, the dollar weakened a little bit, but nothing compared to how it weakened as soon as Asia and Europe came in.
All right, Mark, we're going to wrap it up there, but I agree with you. Low yields do force more money into markets and force people to look for yield somewhere else, and right now that trend does seem to be into, well, a wide range of sectors. Mark, it's great having you on the show. Thanks for taking some time on this weekend, and I hope you have a great weekend. Everyone, stick around. I'm going to be right back with some more comments on the Fed statement and what it all means for markets. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you. Good luck to everybody. We'll
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. In this segment, I am chatting with Mike Larson. You can follow Mike on Twitter at Real Mike Larson. He also writes the Safe Money Report. And Mike, let's cover again what the Fed had to say this week. The Fed, again, did not raise or did not cut interest rates, but they did lower some of their inflation forecasts, and they removed that patient word from their overall statement. What were some of the main takeaways that you had from the Fed, which seems to be turning even more dovish now?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think what's happened here is, the Fed cycle, you can kind of stick a fork in it. It died on December 2018. You know, after 3 years of raising interest rates, this whole process began in December 2015. You know, we got up about 250 basis points by December, or 225 basis points by December of this previous year. And then that was the end. And what's noteworthy about the cycle already being over in terms of rising interest rates are a couple of things. Number one, the amount of time that rates were at zero or basically, you know, at their nadir before the cycle of hikes began was the longest in history at 84 months, I think it came to. The amount of time it took to raise rates was a very extended cycle, about 3 years. Which is much longer than usual. And yet, despite all that, the amount that they were finally able to get into sort of in the reserve in terms of raising interest rates off zero at 225 basis points is a lot less than they've done in past hiking cycles. So what does that mean in English? It means the Fed is heading into, in my opinion, a likely recession next year, given a lot of the indicators that I'm following, with very little ammunition to fight it. You know, we're only 225 basis points off zero at this point when it comes to interest rates. And what's very noteworthy about what the Fed did this week, or admitted this week, is that even they don't think their stuff's going to work. And by that, or the evidence I would cite is the fact that they slashed in that sort of like future projections of what's going to happen next year and the year after that, and then also the long term. They basically slashed their long term inflation expectations to the lowest level since they rolled this whole forecasting business out. And that comes on the heels of a number from the University of Michigan sentiment survey recently that said consumers had the lowest expectation for future inflation than they've ever had in the, I think, 3 or 4 decades that survey's been going on. What does that tell you? Well, it's that we're sort of in the same boat, just to, you know, at an earlier point in it, we're sort of on the same cruise that Japan and Europe have already been on for a long time. I mean, you look at what's going on in Japan and Europe. You know, they've had 0% or negative interest rates for literally years. It's not some new policy that we're rolling out in terms of low interest rates. They've been doing it for years and years. They've been doing massive QE for years and years, but it's not working. Draghi just came out earlier this week and said, we might need to do more stimulus. What does that tell you? It tells you that stimulus is not actually stimulus. It's not working, whether you talk about working, whether you define working as being pushing inflation up or pushing growth up. It's just not working. And that's what the Fed kind of admitted this week. So what that sort of does in terms of what it means for investors, you can look at the market and it's sort of sniffing this out, right? Bond prices have been going up and bond yields have been going down, in the treasury sector. And we've had a very big rally in terms of bond prices. And that's people just saying, look, I'm not worried that the Fed is going to succeed. The Fed is not going to succeed in reflating. That's what the bond market's telling you. Where else you're seeing that is that in the stock market. I mean, which kinds of stocks have been leading for the last 12 to 18 months? It hasn't been the growthier type stuff that does really well in a gangbusters economy. It's been utilities. It's been REITs. It's been consumer staples. I joke that my sort of investing motto has been for a long time now, boring is good. It's not greed is good. Boring is good, because the boring stuff is what's actually making a lot more money than the stuff that they talk about on TV all the time. I mean, recently the utilities ETF was up something like 27% in the last 12 months, which is almost quadruple the return from technology. And yet technology you hear about every day. So I think until you sort of get, more champions of those boring sectors, and I'm not the only one waving the boring flag, I think you can continue to stick with that. I think in the Fed admitting that reflation is going to fail, even though they won't come out and say that, that's another thing that I think is ultimately somewhat bearish for growth equities and economically sensitive groups. It's especially bearish for things like financials, which need higher rates and a fatter yield curve to profit. It's probably pretty bullish for bonds, and it's ultra bullish, in my opinion, for gold. And gold's been one of my favorite sectors for about 8 to 12 months now, gold and its derivatives, gold stocks and so on. And I think that with, this latest news and sort of expectations now the Fed's going to be cutting interest rates before very long, What does that tell you? Well, we're probably going to be heading back towards zero here in the U.S. And, you know, what beats a 0%, or, you know, especially with negative yields overseas, gold, even with a 0% yield, looks much more attractive. So I think that gold is, again, probably one of my favorite investments here, has been, and even more so that sentiment's been reinforced by what the Fed did this week.
Okay. Yeah, I know what you mean. Gold does benefit from low interest rate environments, and it's not out of the question to one day maybe see U.S. interest rates also in negative territory like we have seen over in Europe. But that whole comment about the Fed not being able to get inflation on track or garner any inflation, does it really just come down to the fact that the economy in the U.S. and around the world simply needs another sort of recession, some deflationary event to almost hit the reset button?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what it is. You know, when I say there's no inflation, well, look, I mean, obviously my bills are going up and the things that I need to buy, whether it's healthcare or, you know, other people with college expenses and things, you know, there is inflation in some of the things we need. But in terms of getting that broad base, sort of hitting that inflation target that they always want, they're continuing to fail. And I think that, you know, some of it's demographic, that, you know, aging populations, you know, that's sort of, is, in my opinion, some of the deflationary impact. The other thing is just that cheap money is the wrong solution for this problem. I mean, and, you know, frankly, it shouldn't even be called a problem, but if that's their goal is to get that, you know, hit that miraculous 2% number and continue to hit it till kingdom come. You know, the fact that that policy of what they've been doing has not worked for years overseas and increasingly here, tells you something. The policies, you know, the cure or the medicine, whatever you want to call it, doesn't work for the disease that they're trying to treat. So, you sum it all up, and I think that, again, yes, I think we have what we've been seeing is instead of getting real-world inflation, you know, sort of your CPI inflation, you're getting massive asset inflation. You end up with bubble stocks or housing or, you know, junk bonds, collectibles, all that kind of stuff we've talked about before. That's where the money's getting diverted to, unproductive investment. You know, why do you think you have so many companies that have been losing money for years and years, and yet they're valued in the tens of billions of dollars? When you're looking like Silicon Valley, for example, it's because there's free money that's being diverted into assets. So that's an unfortunate reality. It is what it is. Just as an investor, what you have to do is protect yourself and try and profit from it. And that's, you know, that's what you've been able to do by focusing on these boring type names, because that's what's working. And that's what I think continues to work along with gold in this kind of interest rate environment.
Yeah, well, it makes sense. Plus, one other thing to consider is that there has been a lot of money made in financial assets, and not unexpected to see some of that money go into these safer assets to preserve some of that wealth, and the relative undervalued nature that we have seen gold. Mike, great having you on the show. I appreciate all of your comments. It is an interesting week to see what the Fed did, and you know what? It fell in line with what the markets are forcing the Fed to do, but now it's just another story of another dovish central bank, and this time it's the Fed going down the road of all the other central banks. Mike, great chatting with you. Thanks for your time this weekend.
Thank you.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The controversial issue on how to deal with illegal immigration is heating up again this weekend. The Trump administration says ICE agents will be rounding up thousands of migrants nationwide. KCBS reporter Sarah Donchi.
With the promise of a nationwide roundup of undocumented immigrants starting Sunday, including 140 individuals targeted in Southern California, the future is as uncertain as ever. This man says his only options are stay or return to a life in fear of violence in El Salvador.
Some cities say they won't cooperate with ICE, including New York, Los Angeles, Houston, and Miami. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and China's President Xi Jinping have talked about plans for strengthening collaborations between their countries. It was the second day of Xi's visit to Pyongyang. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. In this segment, I am chatting with Allison Ostrander, and we are going to continue to touch on the Fed meeting and the fact that low interest rates are freeing up still even more money to flow into equity markets. But we're going to look at a couple of sectors, too, that Allison is looking more favorably on. Just as a quick note, Allison is the Director of Risk Tolerance over at Simpler Trading. So, Allison, just a quick comment again on these, the yields getting pushed even lower in the U.S., the Fed not cutting rates but taking again a more dovish stance, and who knows, maybe setting us up for a July rate hike. What do you think about the fact that low interest rates free up more money, and right now we seem to have a lot of money flowing or continuing to flow into both risk on and risk off assets?
Yeah, I think it's exactly what the market wanted to hear this week. It certainly allowed for a bounce back up. It brought us so that we are now in new all-time highs with the SPX. But what always surprises me is that you'll hear these, you know, news events kind of come out, but they match with what the technicals are showing us. And the technicals on a daily time frame, we're certainly showing that we are going to go back here within the next week or two and retest the prior highs. And as we've discussed before on here, on the monthly time frame, we've held the main monthly support level with the downturn that we saw at the end of last year going into this year. And when we saw that similar support level hold back in 2016 with that move lower in 2011, typically speaking, we got slightly higher than the highs that we had prior to that downturn, which, check, we've already done that, right? Then we typically go into consolidation for another few months, which is what we kind of saw when we chopped back down, tested support, and it bounced up this month. And as long as the 10 and 30 period simple moving average hold as supports during this, you know, few months of consolidation, typically speaking, we go back into a bullish trend for a move higher. So I know there's stuff weighing on the market, like the, you know, Chinese tariffs and all these trade talks still happening, as well as what's happening with Iran. So, you know, that could still cause for some concern and some consolidation within the next few months. But I think certainly if those things can get settled, or as long as things stay positive on the technicals and we get news like this from the feds where they're, you know, now interested in cutting rates, whereas, you know, prior to this year they were looking at being a little bit more hawkish. Now they've turned neutral to dovish. It's just going to be a happier place for traders, certainly, and for the market itself to continue in that bullish trend to the upside.
So it sounds like you are very much thinking that this bull market could continue and even take us further to all-time highs, even though we saw an all-time high in the S&P. Could we be looking at maybe a euphoric-type move heading higher?
I think so. I think, you know, I'm still a little cautious, right? I still want to give it a few months of confirming support. But if it can confirm that level, as much as I like to tell my traders, it only takes one penny, right, to make a new all-time high. So all-time highs, you want to be respectful of them, but it's not something you should necessarily shy away from, because if the trend's there, if there's, you know, room on momentum, you're not seeing any sort of exhaustion starting to appear, and we've had a nice pullback, much like we did at the end of last year, you know, it only takes one penny higher to make a new all-time high and to keep pressing the price to the upside.
Now, one sector that you and I were chatting about off mic is the tech sector. You're continuing to look at this sector in a very positive light. Can you share why and what stocks you're paying attention to?
Yeah, I think there are still a few positive trade setups out there on particular symbols within the tech sector. I know some of them are kind of being weighted down. For example, Alibaba, of course, with the Chinese tariffs, that one's kind of weighted lower more. Some of them are still facing issues with the antitrust investigations that are going to be occurring and the talks that they'll have with Congress. But there are a few out there that, to me, still remain in a bullish pattern. One of those is Amazon. It's started to turn back up. It's trying to hold support levels. So I think there's a good chance within the next week or two for a shorter term trade of potentially going back up and retesting this year's prior highs around 1960. It's still below the all-time highs, but there's a nice weekly resistance at that level. We're very close to trading to it now. There's still bullish strength on the daily chart, to where I think if we can continue to the upside, keep seeing this euphoricness within the market, that we'll probably go up and test those levels. So for myself, I was looking at something like a very easy 25-point butterfly with a pin around that level for the next week or two. They're relatively inexpensive, great risk versus reward, and if it does remain a little choppy, the butterfly gives you a bit more of that benefit of a not as directional move as just a long call would.
Okay. What about Facebook, too? Facebook came out with an interesting announcement this week dealing with a more or less cryptocurrency that they are planning on introducing. It actually sounds more like a payment system that they are going to be using, but it is still under that whole cryptocurrency headline as well. So do you think this is something that could drive Facebook higher or provide a bullish argument there?
Yeah, I think it definitely gives it a little bit more standing ground. Facebook, of course, is one of the ones under talk as well, which certainly weighed down on the price last month. But I think them trying to shift gears, still find certain places for revenue, is definitely smart if more people are leaving because of the ads, or ads are, you know, maybe pulling or concerned about Russia's interference and everything like that. It's a great, safer place for them to go to and try and create a new revenue structure for within the business. And certainly Facebook's used all around the world. So having something like a cryptocurrency that can kind of be exchanged with one level, rather than, you know, having to go through dollar to pound or pound to euro or anything like that, probably makes for a more fluid system. It does concern me because, you know, it's still crypto. That's very much a volatile market no matter what cryptocurrency you're trading. So, you know, I'd be cautious for those looking to invest in it. Still, you know, be mindful that it is a very volatile market if you do decide to put money in there. But I do think that could help boost up the price and certainly maybe get us back up to test some of the prior highs of this year, or ideally start to break above that 200 price level, maybe going back to the all-time highs once again if we can really get a push to the upside.
Okay, so a couple bullish arguments there for some tech stocks. And what about Microsoft, too? Microsoft had an announcement this week dealing with the new gaming system. This helped out a couple other stocks as well. What do you think about Microsoft's announcement?
Yeah, I was. I think Microsoft was one of the highlights coming out of E3, which wasn't too long ago. That's, you know, when a lot of gaming companies announce what games they're going to put out, what consoles and that sort of thing. And Microsoft mentioned a new console coming out, which, you know, shouldn't be too surprising. But what surprised me about it some and shows me that Microsoft is trying to adapt to the market is supposedly, at least from my understanding, their new Scarlett console is supposed to be able to be used not only as in the traditional sense where you can plug it into a TV or something, but also be used more on a mobile and on a PC platform, which is where we find a lot more younger demographics going to for their gaming needs, right? A lot more people are playing on PCs individually or going to just their phone or their iPad or, you know, their mobile device and playing it on there. So the way that they're adapting out, trying to expand that value for the market, I think is a great thing. And what's also interesting to me, at least about the specs of what they're talking about behind the console, is that they put in these new AMD chips in there, and it's supposed to allow for a much fluid and quicker game experience, right? The load times are supposed to be much faster or almost feel non-existent, which as a gamer would certainly be a very nice thing to be introduced to us. You know, it might almost spoil us a little bit for not having to sit there and wait for the action or for the new scene to load. But a lot of these games that we're seeing nowadays almost feel cinematic with the storylines that can be put into them, like the God of War franchise, for example. So if Microsoft is able to do that with AMD, it certainly has allowed for a nice push higher in Microsoft.
All right. Well, Allison, good chatting with you. Some interesting comments, and thank you for taking a look at the tech sector with some of the news events this week that could also help drive some of these stocks to new levels, at least new highs for at least this year. Allison, good chatting with you. Everyone, go visit Simpler Trading and follow along with Allison and her colleagues as to what they are looking at in terms of charts. Thanks for your time this weekend, Allison.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back. Here to wrap up the weekend edition of the KE Report, we are going to get an update from Orrin Resources and the executive chairman, Ivan Bebek. Orrin is traded under the symbol AUG on the TSX and the NYSE. Ivan, a couple key topics to start with here. We're going to talk about Sombrero and some recent assay results that came from historic drill core. Some of the headline numbers, 116 meters of 0.58% copper equivalent, just over 90 meters of 0.51% copper equivalent. This came from eight historical drill holes that totaled just under 1,000 meters. Can you take us through why you sampled these holes and what they're telling you about this project?
Sure. Thanks. It's great to be back. You know, this is a pretty huge event for the company in terms of a project that's really driven our share price to be the number one performer year to date as an exploration company. So a lot of the excitement has been driven by this project Sombrero, which, you know, importantly on the background of it, we believe it's the western extension of the Las Bambas belt where some of these world-class mines occur, such as Las Bambas, Tintaya, Antucapay, and so on. The grade of those mines is between 0.5 and 0.6. percent copper equivalent. You know, they're copper moly, we're copper gold. Obviously, that's gold's more favorable than moly. But importantly, this area was largely overlooked due to volcanic cover. And people thought the rocks were younger. We thought they were the right age. And we started sampling 100 to 230 meters of 0.5 to 0.7% copper equivalent on this property. The one knock on the project for anybody has been a challenge because the small windows of exposure, you don't get to choose where you sample. The exposure and erosion lets you choose that. So after all the surface work we did, that really drove us with the theory that we have another potential Las Bambas on deck in our northern claims, which would be a $60 billion gross metal value. Las Bambas sold for $8 billion in 2014. We found some historical drill holes drilled by a steel company. the drill holes drilled by the steel company were targeting iron skarn. They were not targeting copper, most definitely, because that ruins iron deposits, and they were definitely not assayed or targeting gold. So a few of these holes, the highlight that you mentioned, a few of the highlights, they actually cross a porphyry dike that comes through the skarn system that we would naturally want to drill across. But some of them, another hole that was vertical, drills right beside this porphyritic dike. It's 129 meters at 0.3 was the actual grade, but it doesn't cross it. So, you know, the first thing I'll say is that this gives us a third dimension. It tells us that everything we're dreaming about that could be on surface and subsurface is a legitimate dream, and we're on to something that's going to be substantial. It tells us that there is subsurface mineralization the same as surface. The second thing was, we never drilled these holes. We've never chosen where to do our trenches in areas that we would most obviously want to do them. We did it in areas that were exposed where we could do it. So we've only got a small look into this big system, and we're on the first of seven major targets. When I say that, I quantify each target to be a standalone potential deposit. So these results are spectacular in the sense that we now know the third dimension is legitimate, and it gives us a fingerprint for the rest of our targeting, and it tells us what this entire system might occur. And the multi-billion dollar question is, do we have the western extension of the Las Bambas Belt or not? And if the answer is yes, then you're talking about multiple world-class discoveries being made in our land position, which would be an incredible, robust return for shareholders. So far, this reduces the risk by about 85% in that challenge based on what we know from our work and getting the third dimension.
So then what does that mean for follow-up work to prove out maybe this western extension, as you said, of this Las Bambas area?
So it's going to come down to drilling, and it's going to take time to get to drilling because you need to file permits, and we're well on our way with that process. And we'll talk a little bit about how that works and when we might get permits. Originally, and we've permitted previously in Peru with our Huayllacollo project, and we've drilled it as well. It was a pretty simple process, and us, like many other companies, we all knew people within the ministers and could fast-track our permits in a very, very reasonable amount of time. In the case of what's happened as of January this year, Peruvian government changed, all the ministers have changed in Peru, and the process became a little bit more elaborate. Definitely not insurmountable, but it's more elaborate than it was before. More elaborate equals more time. When you get drill results for the first time ever on a project or near a project that gives you a fingerprint of what all your data that you've collected to date means, you're going to move your pads to have a much more surgical approach with the drill bit, and you're going to target a little differently. That's the only reason why there's a small delay in our drilling, is because we move pads around in our permit while we're permitting. And so now the good news is when we go and start drilling this thing, the answer is going to become a lot quicker, and the pads will be all in the right places. Anticipated time to get them, I'd say Q4 is a very reasonable time frame, at the latest Q1 of next year. I don't say that to scare any investors. I say that to be as conservative as I possibly can be. What's the worst case scenario? I think that's very realistic. Best case scenario, we see something mid Q4. You know, at the same time, there is a lot more information that's going to come out of Sombrero. And what we've told the world so far is we think we have the western extension of this belt. We saw it on surface. It was agreeing with it on the surface sampling we've done. These drill holes take it to the next level. But we're going to repeat the footprint as we're getting more access to more targets here with the communities. We're going to repeat the effort that has got us to this point starting in July as we anticipate access on our NEOC target. And so the footprint so far and what we'll be able to drill is going to double in size. And I think I would like to prepare all the investors to see a lot of multi-percent copper, a lot of high-grade gold coming off this second target. The second target, NEOC, actually has the best exposure today, and it happens to have the best grades today. So arguably, it's one of our strongest targets that we haven't been able to work on yet. So as you wait for us to go and unlock this thing, get our own drill permit sometime in Q4, you're going to see everything get twice as good, and you're going to see more come into the drill plan. Copper sold off since March. It came down from about $3 a pound or just under to $2.62 a pound, and now it's on its way. I think in the next 6 to 12 months, it's going to start to perform just as we're getting our drill permits because of the five-year low inventories and the last 6 months' inventories have actually further depleted. And I think that the trade wars have been the softening of the copper space, but there's no question that the demand and the supply for copper and the case for it being a very robust metal price-wise is getting stronger each month as we move forward. There are no major copper mines being found, so we're in a really good place with the commodity, and drilling should happen at a perfect time once we've made the footprint twice as big and, you know, we get to drill both.
Okay, so you address there the fact that this government turnover has created a little bit longer of a wait time for permits, but what other challenges does this prevent for an exploration company?
Just time, and time is money. And if we were sitting on our hands and not doing anything, it would be boring as an investor to wait as a holding company with a world-class asset. But there are some surprises coming from us in Peru. You'll see them in the next few months. I'm not going to talk about them until they materialize. They are substantial. And I think look forward to the constant revealing of what could be one of the world's or Peru's largest copper gold discoveries, you know, in the past few decades. And that's basically what we're on to, right? You know, if you put it in context and you say, you know, the whole world's looking at Sombrero saying, oh, they might have a big deposit. What if we have 7 or 8 big deposits, standalone deposits that could be mines? That's the question we get to lose sleep on at night as executives with this opportunity. It's truly a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. We may have staked an entire belt, you know, or the entire half of a western half of a belt that has produced some of the world's biggest and most profitable mines.
Okay. Now, one other quick question, though. Can you share with us how many permits or how many pads you are planning on permitting?
We're a great question. We're allowed to permit 40 pads, and there'll be 25 pads that'll be permitted on the Sombrero main concession, and then we're going to say 15 pads for the NEOC concession. So altogether, we'll end up with 40 pads. And then in the background, we've already started the work towards a much bigger permit that should come sometime next year. On the back of these ones being drilled, we should have an extremely flexible permit that would give us as many holes as we want to drill, as many pads as we'd want to drill. You know, the main conduit there would be that we have mineralization subsurface. Seeing the results the other day, we now know that we expect that in not one place, but numerous places over kilometers and stuff like that. And, you know, some of the holes we're looking at drilling, a lot of them are going to be 300-400 meters in depth. Some are going to be 600-800 meters in depth. We see mineralization targeted from surface down to those depths. So truly a substantial system that we're going to get to go drill.
All right, Ivan. Unfortunately, we're out of time for this radio segment, but you and I are going to continue this conversation and discuss a little bit more what the company has going for it. Also, looking up at Committee Bay. If anybody wants to listen to that full interview, please visit kereport.com and click on that weekend show listing or download on our podcast, Corlin Economics Report. Everyone, thanks for tuning in this weekend. I hope you all have a great rest of your weekend.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.